Hi, everybody. This is a huge crowd. This is awesome. I, too, have a book, and if anybody would like a copy, I will be around during the break. And it's put out by Dos Madres Press, and I would definitely recommend them if you're looking for a place to publish. It's a nonprofit in Cincinnati. So I've been thinking a lot lately about the women in my family. I had the opportunity last month to go to a wedding in my hometown up in Erie, and I had a chance to go see my adult daughter down in LA. And I've just been thinking about those relationships. And the three poems I'm going to read are about that. The first is called Notice. Back then, being noticed came easy as breathing. So easy, I wasn't thinking about developing what would get me through once I wasn't 16, 18, 20. Thank God for the grandmother who nagged, "Your behind won't stay that size forever. You need something to fall back on. Learn to tend roses. Do needlepoint. Get a college degree. Grow beef tomatoes. Even paint by numbers is a hobby. I know you could write. You can't count on men to notice you forever. Some of the time, girlfriends will get you through. Most of the time, you need to notice yourself." This next poem is about when that same grandmother died, and this poem is called Losing Nana. When Nana announced she could no longer take care of her apartment, cook lamb, mend our clothes, bowl twice a week, said she wanted to go to a nursing home, the family was sad, but acted quickly. Moved her into the Lutheran home, the only one in town with an empty room. Divvied up the crystal, the quilts, the fancy soaps, decorated her new room in the colors she wanted. We thought she was going there to do her usual in a new way. Make friends, check on her neighbors, play cards, get her hair done in a French twist. She may have thought that too, that first month. She soon realized that she was not going back to her apartment. This new home was where she would die. And it was a slow dying, years. A long time to become bitter and lonely and lost. I was old enough to remember the Nana I loved, to hold that past into the present. Not so with the great-grandchildren, who dreaded going to see her, hated to hug her sloped shoulders, hold her shaking hands. And now, these many years later, I regret how we said goodbye to her, how we felt relief when she finally drifted away. I remember the good times before the Lutheran home, and I plan to go swiftly before the slow leaving part. And the final poem is called Family Tree. Who I am is my grandmother, my mother, and now my daughter. We work too hard, cook pot roasts and soups whenever we can't be in control of the world around us, something that happens all the time. We clean too much, even closets and basement shelves. We put up too many decorations for every season, every holiday. We forget to take care of ourselves. We wake at night listening for all that could go wrong. We all loved water, one tanned on the Presque Isle beaches, one read by a pond, one sailed, one dived into the backyard pool, in spite of the fear we all carry of going too deep. We are interchangeable, those proverbial acorns falling, falling too close. And in each generation, I see us becoming more like ourselves. Thank you, and I have the great privilege of introducing the facilitator of this group, Rosalie DeMaas-Ruffin.